At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Yes, I heard all that you had to say. That's when it all fell apart. Might be hated, but I can't pretend I liked you better before. So long, front foot leads the back one. Go on, and it won't be too soon. I'm gone, and on to the next one. So long, and I won't be back soon. Yes, I'm blue, but from holding my
breath. You're fired! You're fired!
I did. Oh, boys, I just did a good 33 seconds of Vince McMahon, you're fired compilation. That's perfect. All right, it's the Malcolm Go podcast. We are back. It is January 8th, couple weeks off for your boys. Full house. We got Tyler, Kenneth, and the Texas Rattlesnake, the Western Mass Rattlesnake. VJ is in the house. Full uni. Everyone's here via Skype. It's happening, boys. A lot of stuff's happened in the last few weeks. This is a big pod for your boys. Mayo is fire.
Let me get ahead. Let me get ahead of a few things here.
Kenneth, who did not show up for his grandfather's funeral today, I will say.
Just like a lot of things happened today, my grandfather wouldn't have been appreciative. We will not get into that. I would like to start off by saying I apologize that I let the crafts convince me that this DEI hire was gonna do anything. That guy, Gerard Mayo, and I won't Kraft defending him saying he put him in a horrible position.
I agree.
Okay, sure. But just say, yeah, he fired. He's bad at his job. You don't need to take any blame. Don't take any blame, Robert.
Robert put him in a it was so blatantly obvious that this fucking guy had no chance. I mean, probably one of the worst rosters in the NFL. He had about 7 first-time coaches. The front office was first-time, first chance. Literally, offensive line, wide receivers coach, defensive coordinator, offense coordinator, all first-time coaches. Head coach, first-time coach. Worst roster in the NFL. What did you think was going to happen?
I'll say that. That Van Pelt was good. I'll give Van Pelt credit.
I don't say he was good, but the quarterbacks look good. I'll give him that. Like him and fucking. That's why they even fired him, by the way. Like Van Pelt and fucking. The other guy, Slickback Lamar there, Ben McAdoo, they made the quarterback look good. Joe Milton looked better than Anthony Richardson. I mean, we could trade him for a first-round pick tomorrow if we want.
I don't know. There's a lot of Joe Milton hype, but, like, when the opposing defense just says, all right, we're going to play cover two for every single snap for 4 quarters, like, they didn't do anything.
No,
They didn't even try.
I don't think
there's a lot of Milton hype.
Literally don't even think they practiced.
I'm honestly... I hope May is the guy. I'm still like nervous.
Why?
Yeah, he didn't. I have zero nerves about May.
Yeah, but like, in what game all year did he like come out in the fourth quarter and was like, oh, he's going toe to toe when it matters?
Yeah, like, he did his best. His
the best receiver. Game against the Chargers, he throws the ball behind the line of scrimmage for a touchdown to the other team, and then he goes down, marches him down, and throws a pick in the end zone. It's like
his best receiver was suspended for like 4 days for gambling. Rookie
mistakes are gonna happen. He's still, you know, the offense was 3 points better than it was a year ago. The defense just happened to get 3 points worse. I mean, these were all factors. The wide receivers were shit. The offensive line was worse than any Patriots offensive line I've ever seen.
The running backs are bad. Ramondre Stevens is. If that guy fumbles one more time, I'll tell you right now. I'll take it back.
Bill Belichick would have sat his ass. He would have put him on IR about week three. That motherfucker, he fumbled, I think, like the first five games in a row. He fumbled
and then
seven,
he fumbled like the,
I think he fumbled seven times this year. That's insane.
And Ridley numbers.
It's also the most. I'm still so mad that they won. I cannot fucking believe this team.
I can perfectly believe it. I was going to be a tank off. Like Buffalo didn't want their fucking division rival getting the number one pick. They
you think fucking, they care?
Yeah. Why would they? Yeah, to lose, because they literally
we're
had
probably getting the number one pick next year.
Yeah, but they didn't.
So
why
do they really care?
The point of
they suck.
The fucking Bills could have basically forfeited if they wanted to. They had the second pick locked up. They could have not played at all. I guarantee you they didn't practice a damn thing all year, all week. They probably were just like, all right, let's just stay healthy. Probably rode bikes.
Oh, wait.
This is
187 in progress.
What's going on over there?
241.
We're taking it.
We're on the road. Hold on, boys. We're gonna get in.
There's a client at the group home here that is being violent and aggressive. He's already choked the caller.
Typical.
I'll paramedics the stage.
I'm not sure if this is allowed to be on the pod, but it's on the pod. Anywho.
Don't respond. No, don't mute yourself, Vincent. We need a breakdown.
Which one? I'll have you fly that way, too.
He's just thinking, he's trying to figure out which calls to avoid. This is very interesting stuff. I can't even understand.
I think Vince is not on the media.
Is this interesting for the pod? I don't think so.
No.
This is the best thing that's happened on the pod in years.
They took live PD off the internet. No,
we have live PD on the pod. Anyway, so.
With no video.
Yeah. For me, there's video. Gerard Mayo. Anyway, I guarantee you he knew he was being fired, and he hyped up the squad. That's why they were all fucking hooting and hollering the whole game, playing fucking defense, throwing the strap-em-up fucking thing all game. The whole game they were strapping them up.
I mean,
they were
really,
fucking celebrating
really
on the sidelines. You don't think that he told the team he was getting fired, and it like, listen, let's go out there and win? Meanwhile, Buffalo couldn't give a fuck.
But you just played 17 games. This is like when like a 1-8 Saugus high school team gets their second win.
Yeah.
Like that is, there's nothing better than getting a win after losing. Like,
no, but the point that was that they were playing harder than they played all year.
Joe Milton is not good. Joe Milton was playing against the ninth stringers, Tyler.
Yeah. No, I agree.
I agree, but I think he's better than any quarterback we had last year.
I had to mute the
sound. I mean, the Patriots.
You deemed the 2-5 backup quarterback started for the Bulls.
You're breaking up.
This is an audio disaster.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Hold on. Is that better?
Yeah, but Joe Milton was too good to tank. He's athletic and he has a cannon. Like he's.
When you're talking about
a sixth round
quarterback, it's not like you're fucking. I mean, that's, you take a flyer on a guy like the same thing that the Redskins did when they took Robert Griffin and Kirk Cousins. I mean, you take two quarterbacks and have two shots at a starter, basically.
But he is way better than, like, if we could have played Zappy, like the Browns are trying to lose.
Yeah.
If we had Zappy, we could have lost that game easy.
All we had to do was play Brissett. That's all you had to do.
Or
Brissett would have won that game too.
Yeah, I mean, just run the ball, like, and play terrible defense. I mean, you play terrible defense all year, and like just throw an interception here and there. But they were not playing tight defense at all. I mean, he's fucking, he wasn't throwing it up. I mean, everybody was wide open. He was like 90% all game.
They rolled out Trubisky for a couple quarters and then Mike White. Like, that was
who they signed the day before, by the way. Like, it was almost near, it was nearly impossible to lose to the Bills in this game. And you could have done it, but you just didn't have what it takes. You didn't have the tanking.
Well, it was, again, that's on ownership.
Yeah.
You want that number one pick, you fire Mayo pre-game? Sunday morning.
Right before the
game.
My game
starts at 1.
I was at a
fired
party.
Fired at like 10.
He was fired before I got home, which was crazy. Like
that was weird.
I was like, they better fire him tomorrow. And then I was like, this is bullshit. They shouldn't have won. I was bullshit they won. And I get home, and my phone buzzed that they fired Mayo. I was like, did he even get to take a shower? Did he even see the team? I was like, I didn't think it was going to be that fast. But I'm happy they did.
Covington. Covington's gone.
They didn't fire him. They didn't fire anybody but... But
they
Mayo.
Just got rid of Mayo, and then they'll let Vrabel come in and fire everyone else. Yeah, people are on Ben Johnson. I'm good with it. Like, it'll be fine, but like, I'm a Vrabel guy from way back. Vrabel McDaniels comes back, and we'll get Bill coaching defense.
Here's the thing. No, those are all Belichick guys, and Vrabel's going to bring a Belichick work ethic back. That's what I need.
I just need a coach at this point. Like, I just want a guy who's coached before.
Teams that aren't getting – exactly. It's not even – listen, it's not even – guy that's coached before, give me a guy that's worked his way up.
They're not talking about there's a guy in Chestnut Hill over there right around the corner nobody's talking about.
I'm good with him too. No. I'm good with McDaniels too. Like, Rabel is his own guy. Rabel did it. He never coached for the Patriots. He never, like, he went to Kansas City and then he worked his way up. I'm good with Rabel. Ben Johnson, all right, try the flashy coordinator. I don't love it, but like, I'm okay with that too, but like, just give me someone who's coached football in the NFL.
Vrabel's good because Vrabel could bring in his own guys. Plus, he could take McDaniels as an offensive coordinator. I'm telling you, fucking Josh McDaniels and Drake May would make fucking magic.
Cook.
He could mix the Cam Newton and the Tom Brady offense with him, and you'd be looking at.
I think Pop 1,000 yards.
Unstoppable. I mean, you'd be looking at 40-8. All with like 800 rushing yards.
I agree, but I mean, and then let's go get Stephen Belichick off the staff down there in North Carolina. This is crazy.
Do you see the report today about Mayo?
Yeah, Bill's trying to get talked to by the Bears right now.
No, that wasn't what I was talking about. But there was the report. You know, all the reports are leaking out now of like how fucked up the Gerard Mayo regime was. And his first,
but the locker room was a disaster and shit. Yeah,
and he said in the spring he offered to keep Steve Belichick on, but was going to demote him to a linebackers coach and bring Covington up to be the defensive coordinator. So basically, your dad's gone, and you were the defensive coordinator for the last 5 years, but we're going to demote you to like fucking stalking the shelves. Fucking insane.
Yeah, I would say there's some borderline racism there with Mayo. I think Mayo might have been racist.
I think he stabbed Belichick in the back hard, and Belichick saw it coming. Like, he's even coming out. He's like, listen, I didn't see eye to eye with the ownership like the last 4 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, he knows that they were like not loyal to him the last 4 years, and he's fucking, now he's just out there and gunning it. He's just sending it out over podcasts. He doesn't give a shit anymore. He's going to burn the bridge with Kraft, which is fine with me.
Yeah, I mean, whatever. He's not going to get a statue.
He needs that. That's the first thought. I said he needs a statue, though, which is bullshit. He also needs like a Brady-esque send-off. I mean, I guess the Brady thing itself was kind of a Belichick thing, too.
He's never getting that. You just got to accept that that's not happening.
No, he won't. But he'll get in first ballot in the Patriots Hall of Fame, which is nice.
As he certainly, Bill will be, or Bob will be dead by the time that happens, but yes.
He'll be like 88.
We got a 10-18 in progress here, boys.
Is there a 10-18? Yes. I didn't know there was a 10-18.
Am I muted?
No, you're not muted. You're listening to your fucking calls. I keep trying to mute you.
No, I'm off mute. I'm not going, I'm going very slow to this call. It'll be over by the time I get there.
Can I mute you?
10:23.
Dunkin' Donuts robbery in Prague. I'm muting you, though. You tell me when you want to come back.
Don't mute me. It's okay. Quiet now.
All right, it's quiet.
So Yeah, I did see that. I saw another thing say that. I don't know who it was, but a couple veteran players. They said they'll
never say who it is.
They looked at each other in the huddle, like, "Hey, listen, like, we're not getting any coaching, so like, we're just playing for each other at this point."
Yeah, let's play for pride. They were,
and it's like,
yeah, like Mayo, after they got obliterated in fucking Arizona, went and played cards with the players instead of watching film on the way home. Insane. He was like just trying to be one of the guys. He was not ready. He literally had no experience outside of the New England Patriots. He didn't know anybody. He had to let basically Elliot Wolf and Alonzo Hightower and whoever else like pick the coaches for him because he didn't know anybody. You think he knew Alex Van Pelt? Like he's too old for like him to even know who he is.
Yeah,
I got in trouble on Twitter for. All these people coming out and saying that, oh, of course, they blame Mayo and fire Mayo. You don't get, like, the white coaches get a longer leash. He was so incompetent.
A rollout to some white receiver.
He was so incompetent.
Dude, he's trotted out Joey Sly for a Guinness World Record 68-yard field goal instead of letting fucking Drake May, who could throw the ball 100 yards, try a Hail Mary. He said, you know what? We've got better odds here with this fucking guy to kick a Guinness Book of World Records field goal.
You remember that Cincinnati game, though? That was cool. I thought he might go undefeated.
They Gatorade bathed him. That was the most embarrassing part of the whole year, I think, now.
I forgot. Honestly, he earned it. He deserved that.
That's his one moment.
He deserved it.
I hope he's able to at least frame that in his Optum pharmaceuticals office.
He definitely has a picture of that framed in his Fortune 500 office next year. 100%.
Yeah, when he's interning at Optum Pharmaceuticals, wherever he was before he went to the Patriots, that's 100% fucking front
row. His grandkids are going to be like, Grandpa, did you really coach the Patriots?
Yes, I did,
really,
son.
Yeah.
I lasted under a year.
This picture.
It was under a year, but you know they paid me $20 million, whatever the fuck. Because they definitely have to
pay
him.
Yeah, I fucked him over. And if they overthink this draft pick and they don't take a left tackle with the first pick, I swear, if they don't trade down to 8 and take Will Campbell, I swear to God.
Well, they fucked up already.
Talked,
like,
the way he talked. No. The way he talked in that interview I sent you guys.
Where
he was like, yeah. He was like, if we give up a sack a game, I'm working at Amazon. And there's nothing wrong with that. But
hey, listen, I don't want to say there's anything wrong at Amazon. We all need our
but
light bulbs.
Tell me Drake doesn't need that guy on his blind side.
Well, it's like every other team who just did the – like all the good teams build the offensive line first.
Yeah.
So they better –
That's
I swear to
true.
God, if we draft a receiver, I'm going to kill myself.
Or the Bengals Travis, did that and they were just
they take,
fine.
Or they take Travis Hunter.
Yeah, I can't get behind Travis
no,
Hunter.
No, the Bengals drafted a left tackle like their third year.
Yeah, after Joe Burrow nearly died.
They had Joe Burrow and they took Chase, and then they took a lineman.
And then they went lineman. And then they got good.
The bad news is we took Drake, and then Polk is the worst receiver in history. Yeah. Javon Baker's slower than me. And
I'll be honest, though,
Javon
Baker.
Our best receiver has a gambling addiction, so.
Leave him alone. He might be a stud. He might be an elite WR2 right
really,
now.
He really might be good.
Listen, he shows up to play at least. At least he wants to play. He wants to be there. Pop Douglas is a good wide receiver 3. Booty is a nice wide receiver 2. And then you got like 5 wide receiver 4s. I think, listen, for what it's worth, Baker owned up to like, he's like, listen, it wasn't for me this year. I'm working on it. I'm going to get better.
I did like that. Yeah. I saw that quote and I was like.
He owned up to it.
I didn't mind.
Oh,
that.
How mature. How mature of him to be ass all year and be like, yeah, I wasn't good.
He wasn't
yeah,
ass. He just didn't play. Yep.
I can't blame him. It's Mayo. It was Mayo. He's going to be the best receiver ever next year.
I mean, that's more than anyone on this pod has ever done.
Yeah. He got one catch. One catch in the NFL. It was awesome. It was a sick fucking hook
I'm in cahoots with the Patriots right now. I might get a catch next year, Tyler. You haven't been told this, but there's a chance I get a catch next year.
We might be able to get KP on a flyover, which means that I'm ringing the fucking bell. Keeper of the light. King of the 204.
You're going to be doing a flyover?
I've exchanged emails with an individual.
If Kenneth
there,
does flyover and I'm not doing Keeper of the light, he's out of the pod. He's off the pod.
I've got to negotiate. They just got to get the schedule, and then we'll get a game. There's no getting a game is not a problem, but I got to figure out like I'm trying to keep her. I'm trying to do the full thing here. I'm trying
hijacking
to
the. Yeah, I'm. It's just hijacking the C-17.
Yeah, that's the problem.
They don't just lend those out usually for people that just want to have fun on a Sunday.
Yeah. The problem is finding the other pilot that's good with stealing it because it is a two-pilot airplane. So it's very tough.
Two pilots.
Hey, I just get a. We'll be back by the sunset. Don't worry about it.
Just don't watch TV. Just don't watch any TV. But no, there's an
airplane flying. Not supposed to be here, flying really close to the stadium right now. I told KP I'm stealing Valor. I don't give a shit. I'll put on a uniform. I'll wear a Congressional Medal of Honor as long as I get to ring that goddamn bell. If I'm not Keeper of the Light,
you. Hey, you have your aunt's uniform on.
Yeah, I wear it.
Super tight.
The ones where they have like the little skirt. They have little dresses.
He's gonna be in Papa Marty's old Marine uniform.
Yeah,
from 1912. A fucking.
Yeah, not a Korean uniform.
We have World War II veteran Anthony Oconte, Keeper of the Light.
Looks great for his age, 93. actually, the king of the 204.
If they offer us box seats, all the guys are going to be pissed. No. I'm saying we're not doing that because we're going 204, and we stand on D.
And we always stand on D. It's a division game. We stand on D.
The boys will be full. This is big stuff. We will be full uni in the 204. I mean, come on.
I'll be stealing Valor all over that stadium. I refuse to pay for a drink.
I told Tony I'm going sidelines when they bring us on the field. I'm slapping a sticker on Drake's helmet. It's the first thing.
Get him the Malcolm Go sticker right on the side of it.
I'm counting it as an endorsement when they take me to a fucking prison. But yeah. I'll just be roommates with someone we know.
I can't wait for the news article. The news article like a month after when we start complaining that like we get Channel 4 down. You know, the crafts didn't take care of us. They don't care about the military. Oh, what branch do you serve, sir? That's not important.
Space Force.
I got a friend.
Space Force.
I got a friend who's in the military.
I'm in the Saugus Militia.
Saugus Militia, VFW number, whatever the fuck it is.
I remember the local VFW. $1.50 drafts.
That's what Papa Marty gave my mom like 30 years ago. I thought it was the greatest gift ever. She found it just the other day. A lifetime membership to the VFW. I was like, wow.
I didn't know you had to be a member of the VFW because I can just walk into the Saugus one. They've served
me. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. Like, he got her that, and I was like, you can just fucking walk in. That's a place to steal valor.
Yeah. I mean, I think you get cheaper stuff if you're a member, but it's like 8 cents cheaper.
They let anybody in.
I'll tell you this.
Well, there's no foreign wars so much anymore.
The boys come to Charleston. The one in Charleston's on the sand, on the beach.
Ooh,
like unbelievable.
Sometimes people in the South get a little angry when you're not in the military.
It's $2 beers.
The one in Tampa is nice, but very restrictive. They don't let you in if you're not. You don't have your card.
If you're not white.
In Tampa, they like. They'll make sure you're a Confederate supporter as well. You gotta fly the
stars and bars. I've been ruffling feathers on Twitter lately. I gotta stop.
The snake had a great tweet this afternoon.
Oh, that was funny.
Which one?
The one you sent us.
I sent it as about menopause and stuff, and you said what do men have to do?
It was women have to deal with menopause. They have to deal with childbirth, their periods, hormones. What do men have to deal with?
And you said women.
And you said women.
Oh, that was good. That was the boys. That's just
not bad.
Women, bitches be shopping.
There's two or three times a week I have to call Vince and ask for backup on X. We gotta get on the phone. I have a couple bad habits.
What are the odds? All right, let's get back into it. What are we looking at next year? And is it obviously a guarantee? Is it a lock right now? I mean, give me the odds on Vrabel being the head coach.
100%. And then I think Flores breaks. He gets happy with the crafts again, and he's the D coordinator.
He's not mad at the crafts.
No.
Yeah, okay, well, then never mind. He just comes back. He just comes and
why would he leave Minnesota?
Also, no.
Because we want him.
They never coached
him. No, he's either going to be a head coach.
Or stay in Minnesota.
Or he's going to be a, yeah.
Did he coach? Chicago, I don't think he's coached any of these players.
Chicago's going to be calling both of them. Yeah. That's a good job.
Chicago will be good. Jacksonville.
Chicago's not good. I don't think Chicago is a good job.
I think Jacksonville has potential.
It's better than the Patriots job. I'll tell you that.
Why do you say it?
Like, I don't know. We got a young quarterback and the number four overall pick.
I don't know.
Other than the quarterback, they have more depth. We have nobody else but the quarterback.
They're poor, yeah, though.
We're building a new family center.
Yeah, that's true. I love how Kraft. He follows Twitter more than anybody, I think. That's why he fired. I think he's been following Twitter so much like that he's like become a problem. He literally got bullied into building like a new player center because of like all.
Well,
that
was insane. They do that thing where they vote at the end of the year, like on everyone's facilities, and the Patriots are 31st in facilities. Yet we built a fucking lighthouse 40 miles from the ocean. Like, what are we doing,
dude? That's sick. What's even better is that from my seat, because of this giant fucking screen, works. I can't even see the lighthouse. It's a fucking some of the views in that stadium are asinine. I mean, the screen is now behind my back. I'm on the sideline. How is a fucking end zone screen behind my back?
Oh, but we couldn't put a weight room in.
Yeah, no weight.
God forbid. I wonder why the team's falling behind.
The food is
working
shit.
They're working out at Planet Fitness or on the Smith machines. Leave them alone.
He's got a couple fucking branded like weights. How old and shitty can your weight room possibly be? I mean, the stadium is not even – it's 20 years old. How shitty could it be?
At 20 all, years old. I mean,
it's I don't know, what are you market. Talking about? It sounds awful.
That's just players bitching. It's not. It can't be that bad.
No, they can't.
It's a demographic.
It can't be great, though.
It's a demographic of an individual.
Yeah. Well, listen, I'm telling you, everyone needs new shit.
It's insane.
They all need like a fucking cold tub, like in every like. Oh, they all need the newest shit, like the fucking ice. Like you walk into the fucking freezers.
All right. Cryogenics. You're gonna be like, Brady didn't need that. He didn't. Guerrero it.
He didn't. He would walk down the street. They'd rub his hamstrings, and he'd come out and kick the shit out of everyone. You know why?
Yeah, he brought his own little blowjob toy.
Guess what?
Into the stadium.
Guess what? He got seven rings because of it. And his dumb wife is marrying a jujitsu man.
No, not only marrying, she is impregnated with his child.
Oh, that kid is going to be, just as an individual, like being with his stepbrothers, be like, we got nothing. Like,
it would be pretty funny if of all the kids that made it, that kid made the NFL though.
For no reason, he's just a fucking elite quarterback.
Well, that's the number one kid you don't want to like meet in an alley. That kid's carrying a knife at seven.
Oh, he's gonna be bullshit. Like, you don't think he's gonna be going at Benny Brady, fucking left and right? Like every time he wants to test him, he's just gonna go. You are disavowed for no reason. For no reason, he picks on like a 12-year-old kid. This is a disavow. That is not the owner of the podcast. That is not the owner of the 204. And that is not acceptable worldview or an approved, sanctioned opinion. I might fucking.
Why are you pro Benny?
I'm not pro. All right, I'm time stamping my podcast so that I can fucking delete your comment. That's what I'm doing.
That's huge. Thank you.
No, I can't have Appreciate Tom Brady it. Ever get mad at the pod.
I imagine Tom though when they're doing like custody exchange, he just never acknowledges the new kid. Like doesn't ever like say that like acknowledge it being alive.
But a congratulations. There's never been a congratulations.
And then the kid turns into a little bastard. He's bitching at his dad. He's like, I wish you never banged mom, and I was Tom's kid.
Oh, I mean, so bad. Can you imagine he's gonna drop off the kids?
It is pregnant. What a pull! What a pull for that guy. Though.
Oh, for him, it's unbelievable. Impressive. She left the greatest football player that ever lived for you. Like, what kind of dick are you slinging, Bubs?
The only
thing, one that we can't, none of us can even think about. No.
He probably knows how to salsa dance, and that's how he won her over.
Yeah, I guess she's Latin, so like they probably like they were like vibing, like doing like fucking, you know, working on their jujitsu. One day he popped a boner, and she was like, "That's something."
He's for scuba. Tom
yeah, he
was
is
like,
for scuba. You two for scuba? Just always wearing flip flops. Every time.
He does know could take him at any moment, though.
Yeah, he could beat up Tom Brady, but like, could he throw a football further than him? No. Did he ever do anything that anybody was interested in? No.
Yeah, but what does that matter? At some point,
he did.
When you,
he did he hey, did one
at some point, when
he took Tom's wife,
yeah, when you have to come pick up, when you have to come pick up the kids on Sunday, and you guys are just both standing in the hallway, like, who cares how many touchdowns you have? I could take you right now.
Yeah, but yeah, I mean,
it's all it comes down to.
He'd have to fight all of New England. I mean, everyone, no one's going to stand for this guy. I don't care. We've got Brazilians up here too. They'll fight. They'll drop a fight at the fucking drop of a hat. They'll fight jiu-jitsu your ass.
We got different types of Brazilians. We're talking different brands.
We do
here.
Jiu-jitsus. Listen, we got jiu-jitsu experts. No, I get it. But like, I mean, what have you done, guy? You taught. Also, you're not a great person. Like, you steal my boy, your boy's girl from under his nose.
You think Tom sent him any messages? You think Tom's in his DMs?
Yeah, I'd love to see those. You know, we saw the fucking white pool cover fucking texts. God, those are the texts I want. I want the text to the scuba to the fucking scuba man. I want to know what he said to him.
What's the white pool cover?
You don't remember when the fucking Deflategate happened and they got his phone texts and they just saw he wanted a white pool cover in his pool in Brookline, and he was like, "Did you get the white pool cover?" He's just talking to, like, his assistant, and they're like, "No, they don't make it." He's like, "What kind of idiots don't have white pool covers?" Something like that. it was like a stupid exchange that people talked about it. No one's ever seen a white cover, by the way. Yeah, so like we saw all those random texts that meant nothing. I want to see the text to the judo man. Let's see what he said to his ass after he found out.
The judo man probably his wife. Just responds like, "LOL, I'll beat your ass."
No habla inglés.
Yeah, LOL, hey. I banged your wife.
Are we wasn't that like crazy? We're the three biggest issues next year.
Offensive line is number one. No head coach. Offensive line, no head coach.
I can't believe KP said that about Benny Brady. I'm literally beside myself. I can't even
look. I've never been. I love Tom, but I can't get behind Benny. He's built weird.
He's got 12 years old.
He kissed.
Wait,
he
hold on.
He's
built exactly like Tom.
Where are you right now, KP?
Kissed his dad on the mouth. I'm in Altus,
Oklahoma. That's a different one. That's not even the same game.
Oh, okay.
You're thinking about Jack.
Whose house are you at?
Oh, my bad. My bad. It's my little room.
You were bullying a 12-year-old.
Wait. Where are you, KP?
Who's in Oklahoma? You stay in like what's called like crash pads.
Okay. I thought you decorated.
Perfect name for
no,
him.
No.
There's the gayest, like, blue, wavy picture in the background. I'm like, did KP just buy a house?
No,
and
no, no.
He went to Home Goods.
No. Home Goods, though. I went into there because I'm in the process of buying a house. Home Goods is a spot. Yeah, they got some stuff.
Hey, forget about
it. Oh, sure.
Just grab a bunch of towels for like $8.
$8, yeah. I went to Marshall's once. I got some bowls.
Sick. You're doing well.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I'm poverty over here.
Thrifty.
I think we just need a new offensive line. We need our secondary stinks besides Gonzalez.
No, our secondary, I think, might be okay. Our pass rush was horrendous this year.
Last in sacks. Last in sacks.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.
Last in pressure. I mean, awful.
I didn't know that, but that makes sense. Also, like, obviously getting Bomber back is going to be huge, but
if he comes back, how do you know he's going to come back anymore? How do you even know he can play football again? He was cleared and then immediately had symptoms again.
I mean, what's really cleared, like...
What was the incentive to come back, anyway?
Yeah, they just, like...
A pride? How about a little fucking pride?
I guess he was triple vaxxed.
Fucking fatherless men don't know what pride is.
How many vaxxes did you get, Christian?
What is wrong with KP?
What did he say?
Just some fucking nonchalant racist comment for no reason. This guy's... This guy moved out of his mother's house 10 minutes ago. Yeah, he acts like he's some success.
What's the difference between my mother and father's house is the difference. That's a big difference.
Oh, my God.
Hey, they both play the mortgage. They both pay the mortgage equally down the middle.
We're acting, We're still pretending actually, like KP got through the military on his own. Like, he's out here throwing comments.
No, people, listen, people with 2080 vision usually become pilots. Not a big deal.
Yeah, this is the normal way to do it.
Colorblind people are fine flying in the blue sky.
Tony missed a bit, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I was not.
Tony did miss it.
I was starting to
eat. I saw Vince's neck snap.
I gasped.
It was just for no reason. He just asked to make a racist joke that was just
It wasn't a
racist
thing. It was more misogynistic than anything else.
What?
No, it was racist.
It was 1,000% racist. He just made a
I'm not a
Berkeley
racist. I have multiple friends of different races.
Yeah,
it was really.
Hey,
was
I got a color TV, man. We all heard that.
It was stressing the importance of the nuclear family.
Got it. I'm
stressing the importance of fathers in the family. That's all it was. That's all I was getting after.
Jesus.
Hey, Mary and Joseph. Hey, listen. So, what are the odds we get anybody but Vrabel? To be honest. Zero?
I would say hard zero. He changed his picture like before the game. That was electric.
It's up to Vrabel. If he wants it, it's his.
It scares me about Vegas now. Brady's been coming after him hard.
Yeah.
Brady's like a 0.25% owner. Like,
he is going to pick the next head coach. I don't care what you say. He's picking the quarterback and
Davis,
the coach.
Do you think Al Davis is going to allow anybody to have any say besides
I think
his
that's literally
cut?
Why they brought Tom Brady there, to let him buy into the team, is to make decisions exactly like this one.
It's also like dumb why the Patriots didn't do that.
I've been saying it for years. I said, since the minute I heard he was buying into the Raiders, I said, Bob Kraft better get on the fucking phone and just gift him a percentage.
It's also dumb. Like, every team does this. Like, Kevin Garnett wanted to buy into the Timberwolves, and they're like, no, we're good. Yeah. And it's like, why wouldn't you just want a Hall of Famers hanging around your building?
Yeah,
why is that a bad
that
thing?
Have an interest in your team, and we're legendary. Like, you keep the greatest football player of all time that is associated with your franchise in your building, associated with making your team better for eternity. The only, like,
Elway did it. The Broncos did it, and then they won another Super Bowl.
Exactly. That's what they tried to do with Bobby Orr in the fucking 70s when they said they couldn't pay him. They were going to give him ownership of the fucking Bruins. He was so good, they wanted him to own the team. I mean, that's exactly what they should have done. Like, do you think the crap, like, it's any, like, literally they'll make that money back in a year if they gave Tom Brady 10% just right off the bat. Just with nothing. Cost zero.
Yeah. It's also just pure equity. Like, where that money's just going right into your pocket. So it's not like you need control of the team or anything. Like,
yeah, 10%. Tom Brady makes $100 million a year off it. You make fucking the same amount. It wouldn't make any difference. It would literally wouldn't be any difference to you whatsoever.
We act like we have any idea. We act like we have any idea how this works.
I'm telling you, like, Brady bought into the Raiders because I'm sure Mark Davis wanted him there, but like, there's no income tax. So everything you make off that team.
Yeah, they immediately got so much better, and that team really crushed it this year.
It just started this year. It just started like fucking a week ago. So I don't know what you're talking about. But now you got the greatest Patriot of all time
now,
in Raiders gear.
And I guess we'll find out if Vrabel goes to the Titans instead of the Patriots, then maybe it does pay off. Like,
yeah,
that could
exactly.
Be,
if Brady could fucking convince
Brady's people. Not there, there's no concern. Like, there's no way the Raiders' job is anywhere near as good as
the Patriots. No.
And if Brady's not there, then it's like, there's, I don't know, there's
well,
no reason
about,
why.
Just think about the fact of, like, Tom Brady down at practice on, like, an off day. He's just at practice coaching up Drake May. You know what I mean? Can you imagine that scenario? Like, no, you got to look this way. Greatest football mind of all time, NFL mind of all time, coaching your current young quarterback how to play quarterback. You know, he didn't do that for his backups in the league. He's going to tell the guy that's making him money, certainly, how he thought, how he processed things. So that directly benefits the Raiders. I mean, I don't know.
Let's go out and get Gruden.
Gruden.
I'm in on Gruden.
Yeah, I'm sure you are.
We need those a couple emails released, a couple good things going on there.
Not for nothing. We've all sent a few emails like that. I mean, I wouldn't need to make that public.
No,
but,
I don't put that stuff public.
No one is... No one, like, adds up like more like more cliche of like getting banged by black guys than KP. super racist and homophobic about everything.
Every time he stops at a rest stop when he's driving cross country, he's tapping his toes.
He's a classic Southern senator.
We don't need to talk about my past.
You always see his military fucking distributed army boots fucking shuffling in the fucking stall, trying to toe tap. Hello. He sees a pair of fucking Air Force Ones. He's a pair of 17 Air Force Ones in the stall next to him. He's toe tapping around. Shuffle those feet, baby.
He just drops his wallet on the ground in the stall.
What are those Jordans? Those Jordans over there? Starts grabbing at him.
I got an extra pair.
All right, that wasn't fucking very nice. We're having fun.
We had a 4-13 season.
Nothing to look forward to. You don't even have the first pick in the draft like I was promised.
How many games did we win last year?
Four.
Oh, okay. Who was coaching last year?
A winner. All of a sudden wants again in the NFL.
My brain stopped working. We're gonna get a real winner soon. Don't know who it's gonna be.
Said the same thing about.
I was more embarrassed this year with this year's team than last year's.
Of course, they were doing horrific, moronic like New York Jets like Rex Ryan things. By the way,
can we talk about that? Wait. They interviewed Rex Ryan. Yeah,
I hope they hire him.
Me too. For much as I hated him when Bill was around, I kind of love Rex Ryan being the head coach of the Jets. He's always yapping. Fat.
It hasn't been a rivalry since then.
No, but then we had a whole different team. They would fucking smoke us. A Rex Ryan defense would smoke us right now. Like, we wouldn't even be able to get a yard. Like, him and Sauce Gardner alone would make the guys miserable.
What about if we got Saleh? I heard Saleh talk as D coordinator.
Nah, they said D coordinator would be elite. That guy's an elite coordinator.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying. Like, this is who Mayo needed. They should have surrounded Mayo with anyone with coaching experience instead of what they did.
They literally couldn't. But nobody wanted to come and work here. It was a fucking, like, everyone knew it was going to be a failure from the beginning. That's the whole point of why you had the 18th pick.
No, everybody did not. I was pretty certain it was going to go well.
I think they also
roaring success. You thought
they underestimate like Bill's like cachet in the league. Exactly. Like, coaches respect him still. Like, it would be like if randomly, like, I don't know, like Todd Bowles got fired in a couple. Like, people like Todd Bowles. He's a good coach. Like, he would get another job. But if the ownership started like really oddly going at him and started making documentaries, you'd be like, what the fuck's wrong with them? Like, what are they doing?
This guy is like, he knows everything about the league. He literally knew every coach. They had like books, like 3-ring binders on every coordinator and like coach in the league. So they knew, like, if a coach moved from Minnesota to fucking New Orleans, they'd be like, okay, you know, game one, this coordinator's here now. They're probably going to run defenses like this. And they're like, this is how, you know, their tendencies and shit. That's how psychotically just obsessive he was with the basic, every little detail. And, I mean, Gerard Mayo didn't outcoach a single person this year. Not even almost outcoach someone. Basically, to win, everybody else had to fuck up. We couldn't win games that were gimmies.
I think he had as close to a 2-year contract, free contract as you could have, and he fucked it up so bad that it was just.
Well, it's easy to say because, like, at the beginning of the year, right? They're saying, and Kraft didn't set him up to win. I mean, he did fuck him. Like, he should have seen that he was like, he never had any outside experience outside of the Patriots, so he had to call like players he played with to come coach for him. So he has to bring in Matt Slater, never coached before. He has to bring in Dante Hightower, never coached before. He's got guys that he played with like 3 years ago that didn't even want to coach, like, to come play. Like, they're just rich, living somewhere. And, like, Troy Brown, guys that they're just, like, around. They're coming to coach, and then he gets saddled with a bunch of guys that he doesn't even know. And he's trying to build a culture that he doesn't know how to build a culture. He has no idea how to be a head coach. Like,
Well, the other thing, it was so much anti-Bill, too, that it was like, it was stressed by the owners to not do what, probably the only thing that he knew what to do.
Yeah. Well, he did
but also,
be
we need to appreciate that Mayo, he tried to have fun out there. And we, we take that for granted a lot. And
I don't know where was the fun, because every time I saw him, he was just fucking quiet. He looks like he was in a library.
Yeah, well, the locker room was fun. They ride bikes. You don't remember this is the biggest. Remember that dumb idiot that you saved from suicide tweeting like, "This is the biggest locker room change I've ever seen." You should have saved him.
That tweet's gonna live in infamy, because it was literally that tweet said, "This is the biggest 180 I've seen since they handed the keys, the Raiders keys, to Antonio. What's his face?" And both of them got fired within 2 days of each other.
I'm going to find that tweet right now and tweet something underneath him.
The other
he blocked me.
What's his name? What's his name?
Tyler or Taylor Kyles. I don't know, Tyler or Taylor.
The underrated part of the season, which was like a clear indication on how things were going to go, was when Judon was fighting with Mayo on the practice
game. One, it was like
about his contract.
The first day on fucking in training camp. Yeah.
Yeah. And that was like, all right, well, this is a wrap.
Yeah. He was on like a trash bag, a trash bin, just sitting there yelling at Mayo. And Mayo's like, just go in like the locker. Are you kidding me? Like, that was for all the media to see. And then, like, he would practice the next day, and then he'd go back. Then he wouldn't practice the day after that. And he had to explain everything. I mean, how many times did he have to walk back comments this year? 14, 15, at least?
And the other thing was, like, I think Mayo learned a good lesson, because he's like, all right, like, I'm going to be more friendly with you guys, going to be a little more open than Bill was. And they're like, oh, thank you. And then by the end of the year, they were just shitting on him.
Yeah,
it's like, there's no benefit to the media at all.
None. Zero. Not even his boy Curran was, like, sticking up for him at the end. He's like, yeah, it's just not going to work. This ain't going to work out. Like, the guy that basically got him the job was fucking...
Curran's a loser, huh?
Yeah, I mean, just... Listen, he fucking turncoated on his boy real quick.
And I feel like he does have, like, an air to the, like, the crafts that kind of listen to him, like he knows anything. It's like, the guy doesn't know what quarters coverage is.
No.
Like, he's just a fucking schmuck who's just been watching football for a long time.
Yeah, I do that.
And you're not the one talking to Jonathan.
I should be talking to Jonathan. I get a fly. I'd definitely be the fucking keeper of the light. I can tell you that.
Everybody should have turned on him the second when he announced May the starter on like a Monday or Tuesday.
Crazy work.
That was awful. Whoever's the best quarterback in preseason is going to be the starter, and May outplayed him. And he goes, maybe outplayed him, but we're going to go with Brissett.
Yeah, but he's the better quarterback right now. Yeah,
stop?
Dude, he fucking calls the team soft in a press conference. I mean, we could run down the litany of things he said. He had to walk back 20 times. I mean,
The wind one. He was like, oh, I didn't know what's like. What did he say about the wind?
Oh, I didn't know the wind changed.
Fucking yeah. Alex Van Pelt wasn't made aware that Marcus Jones played offense. I mean, it's just... There was zero attention to any detail with this coaching staff. It was blatant. I mean, the players, like, maybe they liked him because, like, he was an ex-player and they treated him like something. I don't know. But they had no idea what they were doing.
Players don't act like they want to be the best they can because that's how they get paid. That's what they just like. Like, we do get confused with, like, when you hear like a guy's like, oh, he's 42 and he's coming back to play like another year of football, and everyone's like, why don't you just retire and go away? It's like, because this is what you would have done. Yeah. And you retired when you were fucking 12 because you stunk. So you just go, like,
well,
these guys
are
different.
Should I get another couple $1 million or should I fucking retire, fucking Bobo and Saugus?
Exactly. And so, like, I don't know. I just don't think that these, I don't even know where I'm going.
Yeah,
I've had a few glasses
of
wine.
I lost track of it myself, to be honest with you. But I don't know. I watched the thing like Bill Belichick was doing on his coaching podcast the other day, and he was like, once you become head coach, it's like no one can prepare you for that. Like, all of a sudden you have to be involved with like the fucking nutrition. You have to be involved with the fucking the wait staff, every single thing from top to bottom, like literally paying players, the amount of years players get, the amount of like position scheming. Like, he ran down, like, 20 things before he even got to, like, coaching the team. He's like, you can't be trained for something like that. You have to just have it. And, like, people right now just don't have it. Like, you can't send Mayo out there after coaching in the league for 3 years as, like, as a dual defensive coordinator. And
I mean, he was a consultant.
Yeah.
He was a defensive consultant.
Basically.
He was a coffee bitch. That's all he was. He went from coffee. He's like me. He went from coffee bitch to pilot. Pretty cool.
He did set up he did set up an in-stadium daycare for the players' That's kids.
Oh, let's not sleep on that.
That was a big complaint.
How many baby mothers were allowed?
Could you imagine Bill? Like, they were one of the only teams that didn't have it. And can you imagine Bill? Like, what are we running, a fucking daycare? Yeah,
and you know what? They won 6 Super Bowls doing it. They don't need fucking your shitty kids wandering around the fucking stadium.
It's like, have you guys ever seen the jacuzzi
and drown?
Where Matt Light's on Edelman's podcast, and he's like, oh, I was hunting in the field, blah, 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 and I shot a deer, put the back straps in the refrigerator, and Bill walked up. He said, Matt, you can't have a fucking gun on property premises. And he was like, it's a bow and arrow. He said, oh, you're going to argue with me about the fucking rules, and walked away.
A bow and arrow.
He's the best. Those were the days when we were good. And then Bill got bad, and now we're all bad.
Bill didn't get bad. Bill had a tough run of fucking of drafts. His draft last year was good. I mean,
what was good about it?
Who was good out of that draft?
Gonzalez was not bad, not good. Christian Gonzalez.
All right, okay, let's go beyond the first round. Come on,
Keon White,
Drake May. Okay, he had a very average year.
He only had an average year because he had no one to rush with him. He's getting double.
Douglas Boutte. It was a great draft. I was only kidding.
Douglas Boutte. Fuck, exactly. Gonzalez, Keon White.
Also, was Douglas Barringer drafted last year? No, Douglas has been in the year. Is it?
No, it was Douglas and Boutte. I
thought he was 2 years ago.
Yeah, 2 years ago. The last Belichick draft.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, all those checks. Sorry, I was having a moment. I don't know. Also, like, give me someone who can, like, at least stand up there and look at the media and just be like, hey, man, fuck you. I'm not your friend. Like,
Well, I don't know, because Vrabel's going to be – he's good with the media. I don't know how all the other guys will be, but, like,
Vrabel's But he just, also says, like, gritty shit like Dan Campbell does. Like, I'll take a Dan Campbell-esque.
Dan Campbell is
a bad coach.
He's not even a coach. Dude, once he loses his coordinators, that team's going to go right down the fucking
exactly.
drain.
See, it happened to Sirianni. Sirianni lost his 2 coordinators to the Colts and the Cardinals, and then he stunk.
He's
every
a motivational
coach.
Speaker.
Yeah, and he's good at that. But, like – show me, like, I need a head coach that's in the fucking mud. Like, I just don't get it. Like, I could never understand Mayo.
What do you mean,
Dan
Campbell? Like, no, I'm upset about this take. Dan Campbell, like, cried. They almost lost. They almost lost in, like, week 4, and he almost cried. That's in the mud. That's in the mud. You want to coach?
No, I want a guy on the sidelines coaching up the D line with a fucking chalkboard. That's what I want.
You're gonna give
me Harbaugh.
There's no other coach that's going to act like this dickhead did all year. Just look at the players like, come on, guys.
I've never seen that. And it's never – he literally, I mean, quiet as a church mouse on the sideline.
I don't know if he knew some of the players. I don't even know their names. Like,
oh, there was a lot of players this game. I was like, that's a completely new person. He's never been on the team before. That's a brand new – I said, that's a brand new uniform. They sewed that shit today. Yeah. And they won. They won the game. And I'm like, they got that at the pro shop, and they just let him play.
I was watching the game, and I was like, all right, like, the Bills are going to score now, for sure. They're going to do that. They're going to go score. And then they just never would, and I was like,
brutal.
All right, now everything's gone. We could have gotten the second overall pick, and now we got the third. Oh, my God, now we got the fourth isn't bad. You can still trade back.
Yeah,
like 8.
I mean, the only thing about, like, not having 1 over 4 is you can't, like – somebody was going to come up for that Miami quarterback and want to get
it. No, they're going to come up for – they're coming up for everybody's coming up for Travis and Shadur. Shadur.
I really doubt it. I really don't think –
Tennessee's coming. Tennessee's going to trade the franchise to get one of them.
I'll tell you what we're going to do is –
what are you talking about?
We're going to draft a receiver who's going to have, like, 15 catches and, like, 180 yards.
Over 3 seasons, yeah. It will be that Arizona receiver, they'll be like, wow, he kind of looks like Mike Evans, and he'll come to New England and be cold in fucking September.
It will be Will Campbell, and he will not work at Amazon. He will be Drake May's blindside defender.
I don't know. They have to somehow come out of this with an elite lineman and a good wide receiver and multiple draft picks. And
a linebacker.
Success. And
you know what I'm good? I'm good with them coming. They don't need a receiver in the draft. I want six linemen, one linebacker, and I want you to go get two free agent receivers. Fuck this.
There's not even a. There's 2 minutes left on this call. I'm gonna have to make a new one.
It's kind of wild. Sorry, it's kind of wild though. Now you just said it, but it's kind of wild that we had the worst pass rush in the league, yet our run defense is also awful.
Yeah.
Like, what do we do well?
There was nothing well. Disaster. I mean, you could cover the pass. That was basically it. They could cover the pass and didn't even do that great. They didn't stop teams in the red zone. They didn't do anything good. I mean,
make a new link. There's a lot to talk about here.
Yeah, we could talk some more. I'll make a new link. Google. But we're keep
mourning.
Talking.
Tomorrow I'm off work because I'll be mourning from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. over the death of Jimmy Carter.
Is that
God damn, I'm so sick of hearing about this guy.
Yeah,
I
had an unbelievable tweet about it. Vince called me. It was so good.
What are you guys tweeting about poor Jimmy Carter?
Some dumb bimbo was like, oh, USPS has announced their close to thank you so much for honoring Jimmy Carter. I said, he was 100. Give me my fucking mail. They don't get it, Vince. They don't get the burner life.
Is that a...
It was great.
My dad is a postman.
Uh-oh.
Celebrates every president's
holiday.
Death. It's
celebrate
a it's a celebration
he
for him.
It at his house. He loves it.
Yeah. He was fired up when he found when Raymond died.
He's been pissed at Carter for like the last 10 years.
We hurry up and die.
When the last Bush died, that was a big one. He's high fiving.
Oh, yeah.
He doesn't care who it is. He doesn't care who goes down. It's
down.
A day off. Yeah.
Oh my, that's a good one. I love it. Fucking respect that. Oh, all right. Send new links, boys.
Send the new link.
I just did. Jump into the new one. I'll talk to myself for a minute. Oh, my God. So, yeah, I mean, I was basically getting at, I mean, I like the idea of bringing Vrabel in. And, you know, it just makes too much sense. The Vrabel. I was just talking to myself about how the Vrabel makes just too much sense. And, I mean, Ben Johnson seems nice, but, like, I can't go with a new hot top, you know, hot coordinator. There's too many of those guys that burn out. I mean, even from McDaniels and fucking Patricia, all guys like that, like, they just burn out. They're never – it happens, like, once in a fucking – every 20 years, a coordinator that is unknown, it becomes, like, a good coach. Like, McVay.
He was a Patriot for a bit, though, Johnson, wasn't he?
Who?
Did he have anything to do with the Patriots, Ben Johnson,
no,
or whatever the stupid name is?
He was a North Carolina quarterback, so I don't know if that
helps. I'll take that. That's right. I don't care who it is, as long as it's a man who has a little grit and can coach. I'm sick. If they do bring in Byron Leftwich, which I get what they were doing there.
No, you
shout
know
out
what
to
that
them.
Was about.
Shout out to them for – what was that for, Tony?
You know what it was. I'm not going to say
checking
it.
A box.
I'm not going to say it out loud. They're
checking
that box.
The Rooney Rule, which feels like it's like
beyond the maybe the most racist
insulting
thing about
now.
It. Oh, of course,
yeah.
It
feels a little, like it's like why do we have to just like I get it. I guess you get to like interview and like now you're on the like
radar.
You've technically been a guy who's been interviewed, but I don't know. It feels weird to like
if you
force to bring guys in.
If you don't think that fucking like, do you think Bob Kraft probably didn't even show up to the Byron Leftwich meeting. They brought him in. They watched fucking Dazed and Confused, and then they sent him home with free lunch. Like there was never.
Yeah, that was like a Brady. That was like a Brady. Like, hey, we'll do this for you.
Yeah,
like your offensive coordinator,
Pep Hamilton, the guy that was like Andrew Luck's QB coach at Stanford. Do you really think he's like the next head coach of the New England Patriots? That's insane.
Yeah, at this rate, maybe. Nothing. Yeah. I wouldn't put anything past that.
Pep Hamilton couldn't coach. The fucking like Joe Milton, like Joe.
Neither could Gerard Mayo.
The way the Patriots did it, though, they tweeted like both of them in one tweet, like, "Hey, we interviewed these two.
The blacks came in today. The blacks came in
today." It was like it was weird. It was like, why are you doing all this? Like, why aren't you
doing the most?
I mean, there's plenty of good black. Like,
they letting you know that they did the rules so they can hire the white guy. You don't get it. They're doing it.
I know. I don't know because like Tom was like excellent. D'Amico Ryans is there's good like I don't know. It just feels like kind of outdated. But
and that's why all DEI is dying everywhere is because it's reverse. It's insulting to treat people of color as sub par coaches. Like it's like
yes, it has made the white man a minority, is what it's done.
I'm sorry. There we go.
Jesus.
No, it was just more like they just want fucking, you know, they had started out with a good thought, like these guys aren't getting enough attention, but then it became, okay, we'll just pick any black guy, interview him, pretend, and then, which is exactly why Brian Flores is suing the league, and the whole reason Bob Kraft isn't fucking interviewing Brian Flores, who was his defensive coordinator.
It's definitely like a Zoom meeting, right? Like they definitely fly Byron Leftwich up there.
They might have. You never know.
1,000%. You think they're interviewing a guy for a job, and they're like, "Eh, well, I don't know. If we want to pay you for the $1,000 flight."
I mean, it's pretty expensive. Tampa Bay to fucking Foxborough this time of year. I mean, come on. He's like, I can get you Red Robin, and we're gonna do.
We can do Business Plus.
Yeah, exactly. Right? Listen, and it's gonna be Spirit. I know that you don't like Spirit Airlines. It's gonna be Spirit, but listen, there is no way. I mean, like a coach interview is like all day, right? Or maybe even 2 days. I mean, Byron Leftwich couldn't have been there more than 35 minutes. Byron, what exactly are you doing? Like, how did you win a Super Bowl? Oh, the quarterback. Oh. So did you use your offense, right? Oh no, you used his offense. Got it. Okay.
Also. He interviewed on what? Yes, Tuesday?
Yeah.
Mayo was fired on Monday.
Yeah.
No, Mayo was fired on Sunday.
Sunday. And then, yeah, Tuesday.
So he told him on Sunday, hey, we can interview Tuesday, so, like, be ready, watch all our film, and make sure you're ready by Tuesday.
Have a plan to coach this team next year, please.
Yeah.
Yeah, no preparation. I mean, I guess it has to move fast, but, like, they literally, I think they said... They had one intern, like, find every black coach that lives kind of near here. Any East Coast black coach, I'll grab two, and we'll just bring them here. And then we'll talk to them for 8 minutes, and then send them home with a lunch coupon, Dunkin' Donuts. But I don't know. I mean, it's a farce. But it's also like Albert Breer's trying to make it a thing. He's like, did they sidestep it? Shut the fuck up. Yes, they did. Of course they did. They all do.
Patrice O'Neill used to have a joke about this. He's like, about the Rooney Rule and, like, them and do black coach. He's like, I just wanted to become like mayor. So like when a mayor gets caught like fucking a prostitute and like doing coke and it's a black mayor, I can be like, you know what? He deserves to get fired because we have plenty of black mayors.
I miss Patrice. All right. Well, anyway, so now we're at the 1 hour 45 minute mark. I just have to cut out the last 45 minutes of that podcast because we transferred to a new audio meeting, and it just went completely off the rails with admissions of illegal activity constantly, KP's racist diatribes. It got really dark and wild quick, and everyone was like, we need jobs because the Malcolm Go podcast isn't paying as well as we'd hoped. So it literally just became 45 minutes of just talking shit and then talking about my grandfather's funeral today and anything that he had that was illegal in his house that we found. So it was a lot of interesting talk, but not particularly for the Malcolm Go listeners. So I will say this. We are all in on Mike Vrabel. A couple people, you know, KP, Tyler, they like Ben Johnson. I'm going to say this. Our official Malcolm Go stance is that we are a Mike Vrabel podcast, and we knew Gerard Mayo was going to be a bust, and we knew he was going to be useless and a bad coach, and we were correct on that one. KP was wrong, as usual, and that's it. We are a Mike Vrabel podcast, and I'm going to be cutting the last 45 minutes, so I apologize if there is an editing error, because I promise I am not going to do a lot of work to find where the correct point is to cut it, because it's 10:45, and I want to go to sleep, and I don't care if you don't like it or not, because I don't have enough listeners to really care, to be honest. So, yeah, as usual, Brady Disciple on Twitter, Malcolm Go Pod on Twitter is KP. I'm sure he's got a burner out there. You can find it probably pretty easily. Where else? Patreon.com/Malcolm Go Podcast. The fucking Discord, which is always fun. Discord.com/Malcolm Go Podcast. All the stuff. Anyway, I'm going to post this thing on Twitter. We'll be doing a couple more later on this year, I'm sure. Once they hire a coach, once they fucking have a draft. I don't know. When they do things, we'll podcast. But yeah, there's going to be some weird edits in this one, and I apologize for that. But until next time, it's still Go Patriots till we die. You know what it's about.
Do your job! All right, don't try to make too much out of it. Just do your job! 7-8 months ago, right? All for this moment. It's about honor. It's about respect. We win this game, your honor. Your kids are honored. Your family's honored.
Stack receivers, two to the right. Russell Wilson extends the hands he has. Wilson, quick throw. And it's intercepted. Intercepted by Malcolm Butler. Butler has it at the one. Malcolm Butler.
And Warner goes back to throw. And here's the blitz by Mike Vrabel. The pass is field goal attempt. Set to go. Snap ball down. Kick up. Kick is on the way. And it is good!
It's good! It's good! Adam Vinatieri booms a 48-yard field goal. And the game is over. And the Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The Patriots are Super Bowl champions. The best team in the
league.
Hey!
Did it!
I love you, man.
Did it, bro. I love you. I love you. You worked your ass off.
You're the greatest quarterback in the world, man.
Hey, I love you, man.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is what's most convenient for you. Care is being here when you need us. We're open evenings and weekends. Care is helping you save more. Most insurance plans and discount cards are accepted at your local Kroger Pharmacy. Care is saving you time by managing your prescriptions online. You can request refills, check order status, and more. Care is convenience that works for everyone. Kroger Health. A world of care is in store. Services and availability vary by location. Age and other restrictions may apply. For coverage, consult your health insurance company. Visit the pharmacy or our site for details.